Good about where we are. We feel we're even ahead in these battleground states. And if you look at the early voting that's going on around the country, it's very robust and it's very favorable to us.
All right, that's the voice of David Axelrod, the man behind getting President Obama elected for a second term. Is he right? He says they feel pretty good about how things are going. The polls show that this is neck and neck between Romney and Obama. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you on a very important week. We are getting down to nail-biting time. This is it, do or die in the presidential races, also in the congressional races as well, and, of course, anything locally that may be going on, and some important things perhaps in your own backyard. What is the buzz? What are people talking about? Always there are a slew of other things that affect you right in your own neighborhood. We'll be talking about the election, breaking down a couple of things, and also recognizing that people are out there voting in pretty big numbers. They say it might be up to 40% who are doing the early voting thing. You may fall into that category. If not, perhaps you're waiting to November 6th so that you can be part of the tail end of this thing. Maybe we'll have a record turnout. I know. I always have my fingers crossed that we're going to see that. Because I say if you want to complain and you want to be one of those people involved in where we're headed as a country, you need to vote. I understand the frustration, not liking the choices, wishing there were another way, whatever it might be. Perhaps you prefer the popular vote idea. I kind of like that. The Electoral College a little skewed to me. But this is what we have right now. And for goodness sake, we don't have people stuffing the ballot boxes. We don't have guns in our faces when we're voting. I think it's one of those things that you need to do as an American and be proud of it. Go and make that vote. Make a difference. It's power to the people. If more people took a little bit of an interest in what was happening in politics, because it affects all of us, then we may see some different things, some different people, some different attitudes about big government versus smaller government, too much regulation, less regulation, whatever it is that ails you, that's your Achilles heel. Maybe there's a way that Achilles heel can just completely go away. If more people were involved, I'm convinced that's what we would have, a government that more people were excited about instead of disgusted with and not even wanting to be involved in picking presidents and congresspeople and whatnot. And that's too bad. So there's hope in the 40%, the estimated 40% early voting number. Over 2 million people have already voted. So bravo to the people who have voted. The polls, like I said, across the board show pretty much neck and neck. You can twist them in all different directions, whether it's Gallup or Rasmussen or CNN, ORC. But the bottom line is this. They're all close. They're all close. Likeability is still very, very huge. To me, likeability nails it for so many people because they fall into the disenfranchised. I don't want to know. I'm not that involved. But, yeah, I'm going to vote. So it's that first impression thing. Whatever the impression is, whatever the moment of selection is for that person, it is about likability when they're not going that deep. And we don't have that many people that vote. Like I said, maybe this time around, I'm hopeful we'll see more people that will go out and decide that this is the year they're going to get much more involved. And man, how terrific would that be? So the weekend was filled with pumping the message. Monday, last debate, Romney Obama, Boca Raton, Florida, and pretty much the thrust is supposed to be national security, foreign affairs, that kind of stuff. I think it may splinter off into perhaps a few other things, But this is it. This is the last showdown anyway. And I was reading the numbers. So many people thought that Romney would have this war chest that would just outweigh Obama's. And if you remember heading into this, the guy you just heard, David Axelrod, let it slip that they were going to have like $1 billion. That's what it took to reelect a president, which is crazy, $1 billion. But the reelection team raised $126 million in September. That's Obama's team, compared to $78 million for Mitt Romney's campaign, because, you know, they have to do the federal filing, so there's no fudging. Here's what the number is. That's it. The filings also show that Obama spent almost twice as much as Mitt Romney, $115.6 million compared to $65 million. So that's pretty significant. Overall, Obama, $99 million cash on hand. Romney, $63.1 million heading into the final weeks of this campaign cycle. And there's a couple of big fundraisers, naturally, that they're all they're holding. That's what you do, a couple of quick fundraisers, shaking hands, last-minute voting stuff, and definitely hitting up any of the possible swing states, which would mean Ohio, Virginia, Florida, Pennsylvania, Nevada, certainly on that list, because it's that's where the battle is. The battle is, if you want to get control of this thing, if you want to get the support, then you have to be in those places and you have to hit them hard. So is support for Obama cooling in some of the spots that I just mentioned? Ohio is a concern because, you know, the old saying about so goes Ohio, so goes the election. It showed, it's been proven time after time after time. But the support that Obama held there now has narrowed. He's got a 46-43% edge over Romney. That's a Fox News poll that was just released of likely voters in Ohio. So 7 percentage points. Obama topped him a month ago. That now has shrunk. The president losing ground, according to this poll anyway, among independents, down 10% from September. Women down 8 points. That's surprising. And voters under 35 down 6. That's also a little bit surprising. Half of Ohio voters are extremely interested in the election. Among those most interested, Romney is ahead by 10 percentage points. How about that? More than 400,000 people in Ohio have already cast their ballots. Wow. 400,000. But most of the early voters siding with Obama. Most of them siding with Obama. So does that mean the Romney people are coming in late to the game or voting on that day, if this is correct, if this poll is correct? Boy, interesting, interesting, interesting. All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, you can throw in your two cents. I'm on a mission to find out, really, how many people listening to this show are undecided. I find that so hard to believe as we are this close. How many people just know people that are undecided? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Trying to get Obama elected again for a second term, or the people trying to get Romney elected? That'd be interesting to really get an off the record glimpse behind both political campaigns. Have I been behind? Have I seen the behind the scenes with the Obama people and the Romney people? A little bit, but not anywhere near to the extent where you really are inside. Where there's like three people. The three people that need to know. That's what I would like to be, the fly on the wall, the person who is allowed to at least observe something of the three people, the three most important people in the room. And, you know, who are those three people with the Obama campaign and with the Romney campaign? Who are those three people? I met some of the people. I met people close to both of them. But I'm saying deeper than that. They have to be worried because it is definitely a nail biter. I don't think there's anybody who is truly feeling very confident that this is in the bag. It's in the bag. You know, Dan in Texas will call the show. He says it's in the bag for Romney. Other people call the show and say it's in the bag, like Rick in Illinois, in the bag for Obama. I would have said a year ago it's in the bag for Obama because of the way it was so disorganized with Republicans. I would have said, boy, they're not even giving themselves a fighting chance. And now I can't, I don't think I can say that. Clearly, I can't say it's in the bag for either one. And you may disagree. Do you think it's in the bag for either one? And this goes back to that question I keep trying to figure out. are there really that many people who are undecided? I guess if there's more undecided people that relate, that can back up my theory that it's not in the bag because they're trying to persuade the undecideds. So if you want to weigh in on that, you can do that for the next couple of shows for sure. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283 if you want to ring in. I have this theory that we all have a little, we're all touched with the same ailment, a little bit of ADD, seriously. I mean, it's no laughing matter when you have full-blown ADD, but I think because of technology, we're all a little bit like that, really. I don't know how anybody, especially anybody younger, can go through school and not feel as though they have a little, they're a little touched by the ADD deal. Because you're all, you're just all over the map with the 10 different devices that you have. And we keep hearing about new things that are coming out when so many people are trying to get a handle on the old things that they have. And it's very, I mean, everything's about technology. If you're going to school, everything that you do is on the computer. How much written work does anybody do? My nephew, who's 10, can't spell. I don't think he's ever going to be able to spell. He's going to know spell check is what he's going to know because they don't write anything. Everything is pretty much, not I can't say 100%, but everything is pretty much done by the computer. Pretty much that's the scoop. And it's more is coming with the iPads, the mini iPads. You know, Apple's going to have the release. This is supposed to be hailed as the big day on the 23rd, Apple Tuesday. They're going to release the mini iPad so people that couldn't afford the big bad mama can have a cheaper version of it. And it's supposed to be, you know, just absolutely incredible. And then Google is releasing their own secret sauce iPad 2 as well. And, you know, Windows 8, they're talking about that and all the cool things Windows 8 is going to be able to do. You know, I've asked this question before. It's been a long time since I've done it, but how many computers, how many devices do you have in your home? How many do you have? Any idea? I mean, you can count the cell phone, right? All that. How many do you have? Matt Johnson, you are taking a few classes here and there. You're kind of a tech guy. How many devices do you have?
I've got a laptop, and then I have another desktop computer, but I modified it, and it's actually hooked up to my TV. And then I have a cell phone, and coming this winter, I will be getting another laptop.
Another laptop? Why do you have to get another laptop? The other one's obsolete, or you just need another one?
It's a few years older, and I want a newer, smaller one to bring to class with me. It's easier than, because the one I have isn't super sleek, I guess. So I'd like a lighter, smaller one that would be more portable.
All right, so portability, that's huge.
Right.
Well, you just said there, because that's why the smaller mini iPad is supposed to be big for Apple.
Yeah, because right now, I like when I'm doing a lot of editing and sound work, I'll use the laptop I currently have for that, and like the newer one that I would get would be more quick typing and kind of bringing around with me.
All right, so portability. It's everything's going to be on the phone, and Matt knows that too. So much of what we do right now is on the phone. App building is offered as a course, a college course. App building is a pretty decent career for a lot of companies.
The one thing I will say about technology and how far we have come, I was at a Halloween softball tournament over the weekend. And so we're out on the fields, obviously, and, you know, in between games, rather than walking all the way in back into the bar area and everything, because we were at this huge kind of sports complex, we were streaming live video of the college football games on my phone.
Oh, you're kidding.
Which is something I could have never even imagined doing a few years ago.
Yeah. Wow, how interesting. You know, the billionaire Mark Cuban, because he wanted to know what was going on with Indiana, started his company, his broadcast company, just to do that so he could get games, and now that's antiquated. But think of how revolutionary that was to be able to see games at your computer and know what was going on. Now that's like Matt saying, you can stream it. It's absolutely amazing. So to be hooked up, you don't just have one device. You have several. Jack from Down Under has 15 computers, tablets, iPhone, you name it. The guy is hooked up. He is a tech guy. 15 computers is a lot. That's a lot of computers. I counted. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 computers, and that was more than I thought, and a tablet deal. So I have that, and the iPhone. Naturally, I have the iPhone, which is, it just amazes me the things that you can do on the iPhone. What you can even do with it business-wise, absolutely incredible how far we've come. It's that, you know what, it's weird. It's that the thing that you know, the thing that you like, and the thing that you fear. Because the human touch factor is going so far south. It's crazy. It's very cool to have all these things, but in another way, how disconnected are you when you have all that stuff? Like, is Jack disconnected? Is Matt disconnected? Am I disconnected? I'm gonna say no, because just from the cell phone point of view, when I look around and that's all anyone's ever doing is texting, and that's what they do, they look down. It's sometimes hard to do, and I probably miss things, but if I'm with people, I push it aside now. I'll push it aside. It's addicting. It's like we're all at a casino. We're pumping money into the phone, I guess, in a sense, in a different way, but we're addicted. We are addicted to these phones. It's like if you ever lose your phone or break your phone, how many people, I mean, here's a great question. Here's my two best questions. I'm going to save it for the flip side. My first great question is the thing about the undecideds, and, you know, is anyone, seriously, do you think anyone's bagged this election already? My second great question is coming up next here on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. mine. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I want you to close your eyes. I'm serious. Kind of like my version of Kate Says. Close your eyes for a second, and I want you to think deeply about this question. This is one of my best questions ever that I have asked on the air, ever. Bar anything I've, any place I've worked, anything I've done. How many of you, be honest with yourselves, you lose that little brick you're carrying around? That little feather iPhone 5 that can't seem to work right, or the thicker version of it, or the Android, or the flip phone, whatever it is you have. What happens when you lose that phone filled with all those phone numbers? Do you know at least 10% of those numbers? Can you honestly say you know 10% of the numbers on your phone? Anybody listening to me have those numbers in their head? I bet you every single one of us know. I bet you we know maybe 2%, if that.
You know, personally for me, I know a few of my friends' numbers and things like that. But I could honestly tell you right now some phone numbers of friends of mine from, like, elementary school that I haven't talked to you in 20-plus years, but I used to dial their number a bunch, so it's ingrained in my memory. But I can't, like, some of my best friends, I couldn't tell you what their number is right now because I don't dial it. But I mean,
you just hit the contact thing.
I won't give out the area code, but I remember my friend Travis, who used to live down the street from me, his number's 486-9680. I know that off the back. There's another one, 484-8989.
And that's it? That's it, though. What about your parents' numbers? Do you know all their numbers?
I don't know my mom's cell phone number because she recently, within the last couple of years, got a cell phone. But I know
couple of years.
But I know my dad's. Well, I never call it either because she's always normally with my dad, and I know my dad's cell phone number. But I don't know my sister's.
That's
I have
bad.
No idea what that is.
Oh, that's so bad.
And but see, the main thing that is like of the cell phone numbers I do know, a lot of them are people who haven't really changed their number. That like when cell phones first became popular was towards the end of my high school career, and those people that haven't changed their number, I know those numbers still. But because you know that was before you could keep your number. So anybody that was jumping companies would have a new number every, you know, couple of years.
Right.
So those kind of went out the window. There's not a lot of numbers I still know. And I'm pretty good at remembering things. Like I said, I can remember the numbers I dialed as a kid, but not the new ones because there's no muscle memory for it.
That's the problem.
It's all just clicking
a button. Why that is the greatest question ever because nobody... We could line people up and have a contest, and nobody, I guarantee, listening to America Tonight, listening to Rush Limbaugh, listening to Rachel Maddow, listening to whatever show, I mean, or doing whatever, I guarantee that unless they're an idiot savant, they have an absolute incredible gift for memorization, they do not know those numbers. And see, think about this. Things that happen when you need numbers, it's scary. You're in some kind of an accident. What happens if you had amnesia? You smash your head. Your phone is gone. What numbers are you telling anyone? Where do you have anything written down? Where are the little phone books that we used to carry around? You know what I'm talking about? I have an old beat-up SpongeBob phone book that does have some vital numbers in it, and I've had to look up people's numbers because Matt's right. It's not something that I think about. It's not something that I am going to use up any capacity in my brain for, although really I should. There are numbers that I should memorize. There should be like five that I know, at least that I can recite a couple of times. And the home numbers for most people are obsolete because they don't answer their home phone. They have it for a reason, maybe case of emergency, but then they don't even answer the stupid thing. So it's a lost art. And it's important to know those numbers, but we don't know them. This is what's happened because of the phone. Now, you might have a backup somewhere, the cloud backup, which is great. So that's someplace. But in the case of emergency, that's where you can't get the person. So you're not going to your home base to get the numbers. You don't have time for that. So that thus is the big problem, the big dilemma. So the biggest dilemma to me for us as humans and the technology space and where we're going with it is the fact that we can't remember these numbers because we pop them in our phone and we're not going to, when we need them, yes, if we can look them up, that's terrific. But if we get in those situations where we can't, we're stuck. We're just stuck. And it's a common denominator for all of us, and this is part of the problem of technology and part of, you know, just how we're moving, the direction we're moving in, the way that we all operate. Of course, it might not matter if the ultimate doomsday happens. A lot of people are not talking about the apocalypse. They were in previous years, but do we all realize that the Mayan apocalypse, or what is believed to be perhaps the apocalypse, is December 21st? My nephew reminded me of this because when he came to visit me, He was obsessed about the Mayan calendar. He must have was learning about it in school and was asking me all kinds of questions about it and wanted to make one, wanted to make a Mayan calendar. And what did the Mayan calendar mean and all this stuff? And so it did make me think about it. But December 21st, the countdown is on. It started, you know, we're talking 2 months. So in 2 months, do you think America Tonight, will we still be talking? Will you be calling the show to tell me the five phone numbers that you know without looking in your cell phone? Or will that be the end of days? The 144,000th day cycle, that's what we're talking about. That day is the last day of the 13th baktun, is what they call it. So ancient Maya would have seen the end of the 13th baktun as the end of a full cycle of creation. But there's a dispute about that. And maybe that's why some people just bristle at it. The Mayan history experts say that is the end of the long count calendar, is the equivalent of needing to buy a new calendar every year in December. But it doesn't mean that there is doomsday, that that's not true at all, that that's not going to, it's not going to be fire and brimstone, and there's no evidence of that, that it's just a transformational deal, but it has nothing to do with the end of time, not at all. I guess the idea of having an end-of-the-world party is very appealing to a lot of people. And there it is, right smack in the season, in the holiday season of, you know, Christmas and Kwanzaa and everything else in between. You're lighting your menorah candles, and are we going to see the menorah all the way through? Are we going to see the season, the Hanukkah season? The answer is, I think so. But the idea of having an end of the world party is kind of interesting. So we might have to think about that here on America Tonight, some kind of the end of the world scenario. So it's the end of the world and your phone doesn't work. I hope that you have ways to contact people because technology is not going to get you out of the sauce, as they say. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to do the re-rack of the NFL because, you know, we do the Nail the Score thing. And this week, Nail the Score will be back to its regular time. Regular time is Wednesday into Thursday, really, the third hour. So that's when we'll have it. Not to shock any of you the way we did last time. However, a lot of people still, you were on the ball, despite my screw-up. You were on the ball, and you sent your guesses in, and like Marco in Illinois called in with a guess. The game was Minnesota and Arizona. He wasn't the only one. Dale in Missouri did. Rick in Illinois, he's always good about that. Charles did. Jake sent in a guess from Austin. Bob sent in one, too, from Burlington, Vermont. So many of you were on the uptake on that. You got that. We kind of messed that up. Week 7 in the NFL. The game of the week, like I said, was Minnesota and Arizona. I'll tell you coming up if anybody actually nailed the score this time around. Plus some of the highlights or lowlights, if you will, depending on who you root for, from Week 7. That's next. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Out of the eye, standard throw set. Romo, five-step drop, deep fade, left corner of the end zone, one-to-one, caught the ball, touchdown! Touchdown, Cowboys!
Snap to Rodgers, scrambles left, penalty markers are down. He pops it deep down the middle. Yeah. With his left, Romo, touchdown for the Jagger!
On second down, Flacco to throw, firing far side. Numbers, he's intercepted. Cross back, Ravens territory, 30. 20, 15. 10-5 and in for a touchdown is Jonathan Joseph.
Chucking down his chest. And Joseph's back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. Back at the 29-yard line. And another little play. Patriots work under the game is over. Deep draw handoff. And through the hole down to the 5 and into the end zone. Down. Chris Rainey. Rainey first through that catch and gets it in from 11 yards out. And the Steelers retake the lead.
Skelton, three-step drop. Pressure runs up the middle, fire, intercepted, and it's picked off by Harrison Smith. The rookie comes to the right side, inside the 20 to the 15, leap through the end zone, touchdown!
Manning back to throw, steps up, deep ball down the middle of the field, he's got through, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Giants! 73 yards!
The snap. Fires into the end zone for Washington. He caught it. He held it. Touchdown! Nate Washington. What a play. My goodness.
Exactly, what a week. Week 7. How about the Patriots and the Jets, final in overtime. New England blowing a big lead, but then they win it 29-26. Jets fans must be beside themselves. Houston in a laugher against Baltimore, but of course Baltimore's had some key injuries, blowing them out right from the get-go, 43-13. The first thing that you heard in the fabulous package that Matt Johnson put together of the highlights was Dallas knocking off Carolina 19-14. This was like a game of, gee, who really wants to win this one? And, you know, I tell you about the oddball scores. Tennessee beats Buffalo 35-34. Go figure. This was one of those seesaw things, too, as well. So it's a very strange week in the NFL. Washington gets beaten by New York, although Washington played well enough, 27-23. The Giants took that one. Green Bay didn't look so great in the very, very beginning of the game, but they always come back and show why they're the Packers. 30-20 was the final score in that one. And Tampa Bay had an edge on New Orleans originally, but then New Orleans ended up skidding to the win in this one, 35-28. Now, the game of the week was Minnesota and Arizona, and that was a good pick because a lot of people were eyeballing Arizona and wondering what in the heck's going on with Minnesota. So 21-14 was the final score, Minnesota winning it. A lot of people picked Minnesota, but not the right
score. Yeah, baby!
But not the right score. Yeah, baby, that they picked Minnesota, of course. Marco in Illinois was a great example. He said 24-17 Minnesota. Rick in Illinois said Minnesota 19-16. Charles had Minnesota 24-23. I, of course, had Arizona 27-17. But, you know, nobody nailed the score, and you have to nail it exactly. It's not like horseshoes. Close doesn't count. Dave in Vermont was our winner right out of the gate. And finally, poor Dave, his prize package, just like the elves have put it together. He's getting his prize package, and he won the first time around. So the Vikings, man, are just crazy. 5-2, how improbable. Nobody expected it. So they're the Cinderella team. Watching them is kind of fun. The formula's working, whatever it is. Matt, you're obviously, our mothership is in Minneapolis. A lot of Minnesota fans working at GCN. You have to be excited about the Vikings.
I definitely am. And it's one of those things, though, where it's very, especially just in this whole area in general, there's a very tepid enthusiasm just because of, they're 5-2, but nobody thought they were going to be that good this year. And I don't know. It still is. It's one of those, like, I think a lot of people are doing the wait and see thing and very just skeptical as to whether or not this is for real or not. But we keep knocking off people, so I don't know. We have a loss to the Colts and the Redskins, so the two rookie quarterbacks have beat us, and that's the only teams that we have lost to so far. So I don't know. It's going pretty good. The defense is looking good. Harvin and Peterson are carrying the offense, and I'm just enjoying the ride, I guess. I'm trying to not get completely swept up into it, but I hope it keeps continuing, and maybe they'll be in the playoffs this year, which would be amazing.
It would be amazing. What you have to be worried about is what you just said. Harvin has been incredible. Rudolph, they're getting like 75% or more of the passes pretty much. So what's going to happen down the stretch is your quarterback, Ponder, needs to be able to move it around in a couple of other directions.
We got Simpson back from injury, and he actually has more pass interference penalties than he does actual yards. But we're throwing the ball deep to him. He's getting some pass interference calls to go his way, so it's opening the field up a little bit for Adrian. He had a huge day running the ball. But Harvin is, I'd say our offense is Harvin number one, Adrian number two. And Harvin, that guy is just insane. He had another
insane
kickoff return for a touchdown today. It was called back by this block in the back, but it was like away from the play, so he should have had another touchdown. But he is a legitimate MVP candidate, and if you haven't watched the Vikings this year, watch this kid play. He's about 5'9 at most. Not the biggest guy in the field, but he is just tough as nails and will run people over. We have him taking handoffs, getting screens, going over the middle, taking kick returns. He does it all for us.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very exciting to watch. Just like Ryan Vogelsong is exciting to watch for the Giants because he allowed one run in seven innings, struck out nine. The Giants, with a 6-1 win, pushed this to an exciting Game 7. There is nothing like a Game 7. San Francisco was up 5-0 after two innings. Beating the Cards, they force the showdown. Whoever wins, it's do or die. I love do or die games. It's do or die. Whoever wins on Monday, they get the pleasure of going to the World Series. How about that? That's probably one of the most exciting things baseball-wise to come out of the weekend. And this Game 7 has the markings of a really tight, good game, I think, honestly. All right, here on a serious note, somebody sent me this note during the day, somebody I know that works for the PGA Tour, and just coincidentally, they sent me a note about Scott Steele, because he's a PGA Tour caddy who we had one time on the show. I talked to him once. He works for a guy named Larry Mize, who won the Masters in the late 80s. And Scott Steele died of a heart attack. You know how old he was? 55 years old. And this is sad. He had a heart attack in the parking lot at the Greater Hickory Golf Classic. He was working for Kirk Triplett. He was. They put him in a medically induced coma to help his recovery. He died Friday night. I mean, people were stunned. So it goes back to that thing that we're talking about: heart attacks so on the rise. And I've mentioned this since the spring, taking Stendavite, the pills that I got from my pal in Canada. It's just another reminder of how scary it is. One day you're up, the next day, poof. And it seems like we're just hearing about more heart attacks. Check it out. I'm telling you, I wouldn't steer you wrong on this one. Lower cholesterol numbers and blood pressure, I swear, by Don Wiskin, who was just a roofer and lost really his whole family to heart disease and saw himself going down that road. So check it out. Go to heartdrop.com. I swear, it works, man. It's a lifeline. It's a lifeline. Sad story about very popular caddy, another one with a heart attack. Wow. Send me your thoughts on the show anytime. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.